The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, I believe, is with us.
You betcha, Kelly.
Congratulations, Coach. You get the first one out of the way, and it was a crazy game, first and foremost. A lot happened. Your team just, it took a while for both teams to kind of get their legs going, and but once they did, it was fun to watch a lot of that scoring back and forth, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was, first of all, yeah, no question. You win at this level, they're all huge. I mean, just... like I've always said, wins can be so euphoric, but then the other way, they can be really, really devastating. But that was a good game, good hard-fought game. I was impressed with Lindenwood. They played hard. They were fast. They were aggressive. You know, their goalie came up with some big saves. You're exactly right. I think the first period was definitely, you could tell it was the first period for both teams and a lot of jitters and things like that. But I thought we settled down and played a much better and much cleaner second period. Generated a lot of chaos, got a lot of shots. You know, we just couldn't build on the 1-0 lead. And of course, you know, they tie it, and then it's, you know, now you go into the third, and it's a 1-1 game. So, but again, great seeing Callie get her first career goal, and you know, with the handle of the adversity of them tying it, and you know, I thought in the overtime, I thought that was just a great play by Gabby Smith and a great finish by Taylor. So, big win for the Green, and now we get an opportunity to go for another one tomorrow.
Coach, on that second Lindenwood goal, they reviewed it. You must have challenged that review. What did you see, or what did you know that?
Well, the first one, they were reviewing the goal because it was a, you know, collision around the net. The net got knocked off, so they reviewed the goal. I reviewed the offsides, and you know, I'm getting conflicting reports from our people that on our video thought it was clearly offsides, but. According to all the angles that the replay officials had, they could not clearly see the puck over because the player was kind of bent over. So, you know, they said they looked at every angle they had, and they couldn't conclusively determine it was offside. Mm-hmm. So, ruled a good goal.
Made things interesting, Coach. Take us back to Kelly Forsberg. Looked good from the get-go. And then she scored her first career goal, and then it was like you could see the confidence build in her. She just looked great the rest of the game. I know we gave Taylor Nelson the number one star of the game for that game winner, but I thought Callie Forsberg really played an outstanding game here tonight.
She did. You know, Callie's she's one of those players we need to step up, make an impact for us, and she's certainly capable. And you know, the one thing that stands out is her speed, and I thought you saw that tonight. And not only scored the goal, but had a couple other great chances, and you know that line certainly going to be big for us if they can click and keep playing and creating chances. That's the big thing. Obviously, the defensive end is where it's got to be really taken care of. So, but yeah, I thought I was really really happy for Callie and just impressed with how she played tonight.
That 3-on-3, you get Gabby Smith out there with Taylor Nelson, and Gabby was just relentless. She kept carrying that puck right out in front and bringing it in and couldn't quite get the right shot, passes it over to Nelson, and she puts it away. It was like...
Yeah, we were just talking about that. She missed that shot in front, and she just throws her head back, looks up at the ceiling, but then, you know, realize, hey, the puck's still alive, and she goes to get it, and again, uses her speed and just created space, and Taylor goes to the net. Yeah, it was really a fun play.
Coach, how do you keep this momentum going until tomorrow?
Well, we say we enjoy it. Make sure you get a good roll out here, a good stretch, and get a good night's sleep. Come back tomorrow because we got an opportunity to put another one on the board on the win side. So that'll be good motivation.
Congrats again, Coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Have a good night.